The Lordship of Christ is about the preeminent Christ, Christ Jesus, the head of the church, the chief cornerstone, Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. He is a risen Lord, exalted at the right hand of the Father. He is a reigning Lord in glory. But I fear many today have gotten out their pocket knives and have whittled out for themselves a God who won't get in the way of their daily living. I fear there are pulpits in this land who preach another Jesus, one quite different from the biblical record. The Christ of the Bible must have followers who live in self-denial and in full obedience to his absolute authority. He must be a complete master. But there are many today who practice dividing Jesus. And that's the title of my message this evening, friends. Dividing Jesus. Because I fear there are some who have gotten out their knife and have done a clean job of dividing Jesus into halves. A Savior and Lord, and you can pick the half you want. And most pick him as Savior, but few want him as Lord. They're like that crowd in the Bible who cried out, "We will not have this man to reign over us." But if you are a follower of the Jesus spoken of in the New Testament, then you must bow in obedience to his lordship in your life. The gospel has rights and claims on a follower of Christ Jesus. But our modern pulpits today divide Christ. They divide Jesus and cut him in half because we have separated his saviorhood from his lordship. But if you'll have him as your savior, then you must take him as your prince. Paul in Philippians proclaims a exalted Christ. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is who? What does it say, friends? Should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You divided Jesus of your own imagination, but you cannot divide the Christ who died, who rose again, who is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he earned that right by way of a bloody cross. He will have no equals. If you are his blood-bought child, then he has thrown rights to your life. He must be a complete master. He must be a master over your finances, a master over your time, a master over your body, a master over your desires. The Lordship of Christ is a hated, maligned doctrine by many today. They'll call you a heretic for preaching it. Many in church prefer to sit on the throne of their lives and rule there. But a crucified Savior must have crucified followers who have dethroned self and who have crowned Jesus King in their lives. You cannot divide Jesus, friend. He is the only one who divides, because he will one day divide his sheep from the goats. Christ is Lord. Is he Lord of your life? Is the question tonight as we close. Let us pray.